in terms of, I mean, you've got all these guys that they're trying to learn playbooks and all that. So where does special teams fit in?
I think you have a chance to have a lot of influence, you know, especially you got a chance to get your culture in. And the other thing is the fundamentals, believe it or not, and the wording is Spanish to these guys. You know, it's new every single time, you know, you change coordinators. So it's invaluable. And coach gives me plenty of time. All the coaches are involved. You'd be surprised. You know, you look out there, Coach Beek, Coach Craigthorpe, Coach Gordon, every single guy is helping with special teams. So it's been great. If you look at it from a KOR perspective, so I'll start there first, there's a bunch of free space now. So it's kind of scary back there because you have to have eight people up in front of the 40-yard line, and you can only have three back. Now, if they formation you, you're actually going to have to bring one of those guys up. So you could only have two back there. Now, to be up front with you, I've had this experience the last 4 years at Indy. We had a guy named Pat McAfee who was our kicker, and everybody feared his onside. So everybody came up from a kickoff perspective. Everybody came up and played us. So we've been down that road before. KOR-wise, you gotta be double-team team now, okay? You have no more wedges. So the only way you're going to be able to handle the real good football players is you got to get two guys on them. So there'll be more doubles. You'll see that. The singles, they got to have more athletic players. The diesels are out of the game now on KOR, okay? So it's all Ferraris right now. You know, the big guys, and it hurts. It's hard on the roster on an active day now with 46 guys. You know, you're still going to have 6D linemen up probably. You're still going to have 7O linemen. So we're going to have more help from players that used to not have to help because you can't form those wedges. Kick cover-wise, what it's going to do, it's going to slow us down, and it's good. It's a great rule. I love it. You know, the competition committee, special teams coaches that went up there and fought for this, it's going to be great for the game. But when you get a one-yard run-up, it changes everything. Lauren Landau is the most important guy right now on our kickoff coverage unit. By far, he and his staff, they've been working their tails off on helping us how to start and take advantage of those starts like in the 40, okay? What's the best way to get an extra 0.2 of a second, half a second, you know, to get down the field?
What happened last year when you go back and look at the special teams for the Broncos that you know won't happen with you coaching this unit?
I can't tell you. I'm not going to go back. Don't take this the wrong way. I never will. I'm not going to go back and try and say what somebody should have done. I've made plenty of my mistakes. The things that that aren't going to happen, quote unquote, here. Number one, when we punt the football, we're going to always try and play just a small rectangle. So everybody can see the red line out there, for example, that are on the field right now. We're going to try and punt the ball outside the red line on every single play. We play on a rectangle. So let's take this 53-yard rectangle and let's make it 5 yards that we have to cover. And the best football player of all time and the guy that we're going to use that you might not have heard other special teams coaches use is the 12th man. The best player in the history of the world to get screwed every single year in the Hall of Fame is the white line. He never missed a tackle. So you start punting the ball outside the red line, you have, and kicking off out there, you have another player all the time. So that red line, to answer your question, we're going to use the heck out of that red line.
How much is Marquette King coming to play that?
Ton. You know, he's got to put it out there. You know, he's the quarterback, and I think everybody was in seventh grade math, and that was about as far as I got, but A squared plus B squared is C squared. So if you really think about it, the hypotenuse of that triangle is his punt, and our gunners are running the fade now. So that's got to help them. We got to run the shorter distance. Now we should be pretty good with it. Can't put it down the middle. You put it down the middle, they're running the hypotenuse. We're all screwed.
Who are the candidates for punt return this year? You already have kind of a vision of the hierarchy there?
No hierarchy. You know, I want them to earn it. Okay, naturally, Isaiah, Jordan, you know, they did, in my opinion, they're doing a great job right now. Royce Freeman's back there. We're using them all. David Williams is back there. Hamilton's back there. Phillips is back there. If you watch us after practice, we got 7 punt returners back there that are rookies. I don't know who that guy is. I learned my lesson a long time ago with trying to think this is going to be the guy, not the guy. And a year ago, Chester Rogers popped out for us in Indy, and nobody thought he could do it. So we have great talent here. We're going to have a great returner, whoever it is, and they'll develop.
You care more about returning or catching it?
I care, number one, you can't return it and tell you what. You catch it, okay? So the most important thing for us is you'll hear us all the time. If you're out here on the practice field, you hear these guys catch a ball, and they'll go, words, blank. And all they're doing is on a football, there's numerals here or numbers. If they see numbers, words. If they see blank, it's blank because you catch a football with your what? With your eyes. But now you got to have some studs. You know, you got to feed the stud. In order to feed it, he's got to catch it. We got to have guys that make plays for us. We want to be at half-court offense. We owe it to our offense to get them a first down before they come out.